Hey everybody, and welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. I'm out having a very early morning walk this morning. It's cold, it's wet, and it's a public holiday here today, and there's no one out. Everybody is just having a sleep in. They're going away for the long weekend, and I've been up since 5 a.m. and had early morning client, a little break now to come out and do my steps before going back and being back to back for the next 5 hours with client coaching sessions. So I'm using this window of opportunity to do this now. And what's interesting is as I'm out walking and I'm thinking about when there's no one else around, and it's just you and it's just nature. You can hear the birds are out early and go looking for worms and their food. And you think about something, right? We're all conditioned to think about something. And I just caught myself just thinking about different things before. Now, for me, my natural go-to is, how do I make myself better? Like, what should I be doing now to be more efficient? So one of the things that I am unable to do is just go for a walk, right? And just go for a walk and do nothing. And years gone by, I would have been able to do that easily. But now, because I've conditioned myself, if I'm out for a walk, I think, well, I've got to be recording podcasts. I've got to be on the phone having a meeting, and it's too early to be doing that with someone. Or I've got to be listening to a podcast, filling my head with new content or repeated content to just take me to that next level. So it's always about value that I'm bringing to myself, value that I'm bringing to others. And for me, it's taken years to condition myself that way, but now it's just something that becomes a reflex. And so if I am just having a few moments by myself, I'm thinking about, all right, what could I be doing to be better, faster, more efficient? What's the future looking like today, next week? Actually, I don't tend to dwell a lot on, you know, what is it for today. Often a lot of my thinking is futuristic, thinking about, all right, so what does it look like at the in a month's time, a year's time, a couple of years' time? Am I where I want to be? What more could I be doing? Am I just in that right place where I think I truly deserve, or what I need to be doing differently? How much more I need to be digging deeper and pushing harder, doing things smarter, stepping outside my comfort zone more, doing those types of things. And I think it's only through the constant daily conditioning and driving myself to do more, and it's through my coaching, that I've got to that position. And I can't imagine a time where I'm not doing that, because I've conditioned myself so, excuse me for a second, I've conditioned myself for the past 6 years, probably longer, to do these things. Actually, it's probably closer to 10 years now, just doing work on myself every single day, and pushing, and just looking to find that ultimate best version of myself. So that, with that, and as I speak about that, that also does attract a criticism from others, normally not from successful people, normally from people that maybe trying to pull you down, or they don't get it, because they don't want to work like that, so it's therefore easier to drag you down and criticize you, because they don't want to have to step up to what it is that you're doing. And that's also good, because it helps you realize, all right, well, clearly you're not the sort of person that I want to be spending my energy with, because people that have the same sort of mindset, they get it. And they say, yeah, fantastic. You know, what are you doing? What are you reading? Who's your coaches? You know, what are you thinking about? What's your next move? That kind of stuff. And they're more so the conversations that I want to be having with people these days. And for me, working in the space that I do and how driven I am, it's rare. And so it can be hard to find those people that you do want to be spending time with. So that's life's part of life's journey. But one of the things that you can control is what you think about and where it is that you spend. I spend those extra pieces of time. Now, we all have incredibly busy lives, and I think my challenge in helping people develop this better, stronger mindset is to spend less time in the wasteful areas that aren't going to grow them, and try and shift some of that energy and time towards things that are going to help them grow into the future. And so if you ask yourself the question, like, is what I'm doing right now going to grow me, get me closer to where it is that I want to go, or is it going to leave me where I am or bring me back? Because you're either growing or you're dying. Then that should help you determine your next move, what it is that you're going to do right now. And sometimes you need to push. Sometimes you just need to push yourself to go that extra step. Yesterday I talked about how to get to the five levels up. Go back and have a listen to that. It's not an easy process. It's hard and unrelenting. And you think, wow, I had a big day yesterday. I put in such a big effort yesterday. That was a really great day. Well, guess what? You've got to get up and do it again and again and again. And again, and that is where you'll look back in, say, 5 years' time and say, wow, I remember that first time I did it and how hard that was and how hard that felt. But now I look back and say, wow, that was actually easy. I could do this all the time. And look, I do it all the time. It's just you've got to start somewhere. And the sooner you start pushing, the sooner you'll make that progress. It's like your food, for instance. Food is one of those, like, the biggest drug that we have on the planet, really. So many people are addicted to food and just constantly wanting to eat and eat and eat. And so you need to ask yourself the same question. With every mouthful of food, drink that you take, ask yourself, is this moving me closer to my health and fitness goals, where I want to be to bring that best version of myself, or is it taking away from that? And that's a very, very easy conversation. You feel like, say, Coke, for instance, it's a very simple answer. That is not moving you closer to your health and fitness goals. It's taking you back or leaving you where you are. Most likely it's taking you backwards. So does that mean you can never have that? No, it doesn't mean that. But it's like, what are 95% of your eating habits doing for you each day? And if you're honest with yourself, most people, they are not making you better. Start to form some connections between what it is that you're putting in your mouth and your brain, and think about, all right, is this nourishing my brain, to feed my brain, to give me more power, more energy, more focus, more thinking time, more strategic time, or is it taking away from that? Coke is rotting your brain. Right, the sugar rotting your brain. They think, all right, well, am I putting in protein? Am I putting in the right types of fats that are going to support that, the right amount of plant-based food and the right amount of high-energy carbs and everything? If you get that right, you'll say, well, okay, if you connect that is fueling my brain like AI to be a better version of myself, you'll start to make better decisions. And even when it's cold, dark, wet, and you're tired, you'll go that extra distance to have that healthier meal rather than go for something that is going to be less serving of you. If you can do that 90-95% of the time, you'll end up being in the top echelon of health for your age. And that's really important. So for me, that's my number one focus, as you've heard me say before, is if I get that right, then I've got better opportunities to be more focused, to get the best version out of myself, to be pushing longer, to be pushing harder, to be doing what other people aren't doing. Like today's, I mentioned it's a public holiday, most people are still in bed. Yeah, I've been up since 5 a.m., I'm working, I'm walking, I'm about to have a really full day, I'm about to go back and have a very healthy breakfast as well. And that's where my focus goes, to enable me to do what I do day after day after day, 7 days a week, 7 days. And if you think, well, that you need to take a break or you need to do all these things, then, well, that's fine. If you are where you want to be in all the areas of success in your life, then that might be okay for you. But I'm not. I'm still hungry. And you talk to anybody that is super successful, and what do they want? They want more. They want more results. More results in whatever particular area excites them. So we've got to go harder. We've got to go smarter. And yeah, so maybe next time, maybe go out. Here's a challenge for it. Just go out for a walk for at least 20 minutes. And just see what your natural default in your mindset is to think about stuff. What is that? Like, you're focusing on positive stuff, so you're focusing on negative stuff. What are those opportunities that you are missing when you are taking that time out for yourself? It's really important. And then if you're not taking time out for yourself, you need to take that time out for yourself so that you can come back refreshed. Have that strategic thinking time to help move you from where you are to where it is that you want to get to. You have to have a daily focus on these things. Otherwise, you just stay where you are. And I know that I don't think I've met anyone that is happy to stay exactly where they are. Everybody wants to get better. It's just that some people take a lot more action than others, and they're the ones that get the results. So my thought for the day, if you want to connect with me, go to Mental Toughness and bodyshow.com and opt in for a free consultation right there. I would love to connect with you wherever you are in the world. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay focused, stay strong, and stay happy. See you tomorrow.